This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 262 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. As you might be able to tell from my voice, I have gotten a bad, bad cold. Unfortunately, a lot of the other co-hosts are dealing with a lot of other last minute, back from the Disney World life type of situations. So what we're going to do this week, we're going to bring you our scavenger hunt. The entire trip was a success. We had such a fun time. And you know what? We're going to talk a lot about it next week with all the other guys. However, for this week, we're going to talk really just about the scavenger hunt. This is the event we had on Saturday. We had a lot of people show up. We had a lot of people enjoy and have a great time. You're going to hear some of the audio that we took during the day. And you'll hear a little bit about numbers. Just to clarify, we did start, I think, with 10 teams signing up, but a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take a two-person team and add them to another team so that they have a better chance to get through the scavenger hunt altogether. So I think we had 10 teams sign up, which was incredible, and we had 8 teams actually go out on the hunt. I want to also thank all my co-hosts for helping me with the scavenger hunt this year. That's Jimmy and Morgan and Sam and Lisa. And everybody else who gave us a hand, we had a blast. I don't know how many times I could say that because it was such a fun time and such a success. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play that audio. And guys, tune in next week, show number 263, and you're going to hear all about our trip. It was a fun time. We'll talk to you later. And hey, Sam, where are we?
Hey, we made it all the way to Animal Kingdom. Time for scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt sheet. Okay, awesome. Guys, first of all, we want to welcome everybody here today. This is the Disney Nerds Podcast 5th Annual Scavenger Hunt, and we're so happy everybody can come and attend it. Really, really excited about this. Pixie's Purchases with April is helping us out this year with all the gifts, and we've got some great prizes. Now, even after I said that, what we want everybody to do is have a really, really fun time with this hunt this year. As far as being competitive, yes, but we also want to have fun. A couple things to talk about with the hunt itself. I gave everybody a card when you signed up. That card is part of the clues inside the hunt. You'll see the place where you're going to substitute that card in. Just in case you can't find the exact color, one of the colors is what we want the match for. So do your best with that. On the hunt itself, you'll see a lot of notations for GP or GGP. Get a picture, get a group picture. If it's a GGP, I want everybody in that picture if you could, okay? If it's a GP, that's just getting a picture of whatever object we found for the clue. The phone usage, try to use one smartphone or one camera for the pictures to make it easier for when we get back here and we like sort out all the answers. Read the entire hunt. There's clues everywhere in this thing, so you want to make sure that you catch every clue in here. Most clues are 1 point unless otherwise noted. Okay, so now everybody's got pens on the sheet itself at the bottom. We're going to start at 11 o'clock, we're going to say, and we're going to meet up at 2 o'clock. So we're going to go 3 hours at Island Mercantile. The way it looked yesterday, this whole courtyard by 2 o'clock was going to be empty-ish. There's going to be, you know, drinks, stores, things like that, seats while we grade them. We do have 3 keys this year with people ready to grade, so it's not going to take as long as last year did. So we definitely got that covered. Does anybody have any questions? It's all Animal Kingdom. We're not going over the bridge to leave the park. Everything else is open, though. Okay, guys. So, no more questions. Enjoy the hunt. I hope it's a good one. I hope it's not too easy. I hope it's not too hard. See everybody in a couple hours. 3 hours.
Thank you. All right, look, look, Jake. Timmy, look right there. We're going to be really yeah, we like that. Like that.
We will be there at 1:30 in case anybody does get in early.
Miss Mary.
You guys mind?
Scott here.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, it's all Mary good. Just we just started. Here. You're good. Morgan, wow.
We got a good turnout. This
what do you guys think? Is that 10 teams going?
Love it. Yeah, probably 10 teams. And 10 we consolidated teams? Some of the teams.
Right.
Which is
smaller
good.
Teams. Yeah.
So
yeah,
this
yeah.
is more than last year. I think we had 8 last year.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I can't wait to see. I looked through the scavenger hunt. It's a little tricky. Like Ed said, it's about having fun and maybe some challenging questions, but not all that hard.
And
Ed, great job,
and
man.
It being the first year at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Should
yes.
be interesting to see how everybody likes it.
I think there might be some exploring in the Pandora as part of this. So we'll talk to some people.
There certainly is. And listen, I can't wait for this to hit. I can't wait for this to hit social media. Once this is all said and done, we're going to upload this onto the
Absolutely.
Disney Nerds files.
I see lots of cameras and lots of pictures. We got to get all those together, right?
Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, it is going to be something magical. I learned something when I read this.
Absolutely. That's the whole goal, is to learn something. Right. That's what the nerds are all about.
That's right.
Sharing the wealth.
The fact that Ed can come up with all of this is just amazing on his part.
Absolutely. And
he's
still busy getting people going.
I think we're amazed every year.
He's busy getting people going. That's great.
Yeah,
right.
Good. I love the turnout.
Ed would be talking to us, but he's helping the latecomers get in.
Yeah, get in.
So,
I just, Adi just got here. I teamed them up with another group. And
10 teams? 9 teams? 10 teams? Something like
that.
10
teams.
So.
Well, teams of multiple people.
Right,
so
you got to think. We're sitting here at close to 50 to 60 people
yeah,
right
some
now.
Teams have, some teams have 6 or 7 people.
That's right.
Yeah, which is good. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. This is cool. Ed, the scavenger hunt is underway. The nerds are together. Good job. Wonderful. I mean, come on. Thank you.
Well, we'll find out. We sent all our scavenger hunt teams out a couple minutes ago. We had 10 teams this year, so very, very excited about that. We did a little checking before they went out. Everybody went out this year with a scavenger hunt form, a dollar bill, and a picture of a banshee.
A banshee, yes. And they were all different colors, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. So that's going to be one of the clues in the hunt, which we're hopefully going to figure out if they'll get it or not. I was really happy to see that about half the teams were able to ask me what my favorite ride was before they left the
scene.
So
they did a little homework.
So someone was reading through their hunts, which is awesome.
What's your favorite ride, Ed?
Well, I think we'll have to know. It's Flight of Passage.
Nice.
How could it not be at this point? It's really incredible.
Give a different answer to every...
No, it's okay. Nobody else is here. Everybody's gone. They're out looking.
Sure.
Which, by the way, so now we are all together. Jimmy, Lisa, Morgan, myself, Ed, and where are we going?
Finding Nemo the Musical.
So while we're walking there, we're going to record our thoughts on the way.
Sure.
I thought we were going to sing the songs to Finding Nemo.
The Big Blue.
Big Blue World.
There we go.
Hold the flag and sing, Jimmy.
Now, I tell you what, real quick. We started the hunt this year in one of the areas they expanded for the Flame Tree Barbecue. Last time I was down, this was all boarded up. And this area is pretty incredible because it's right at the turn as you take the right to go into Dinoland and right past the tree. So they added a lot of extra seating areas. Very, very good.
In the shade with fans.
That's
blowing
the
wind.
Part.
And by the way, we left at about 5 to 11 and people were lined up for Flame Tree.
Right. It seemed like there was a rope drop for this restaurant.
I never witnessed that before. That was very interesting.
I would say at least 10 minutes before opening, the line is when it started forming.
So
yeah.
Since you're with them, everyone's going to ask. I should know that, too.
Oh, you already
did. I'm on my way back. I got hit twice.
Are they going to remember that?
We too, but Imagineering hates the idea of cousins because there's two theories. Like everybody's friendly, so we call them cousins, and then they got to this other thing where we're all related. They're not all
right.
But that was.
Well, hopefully, if they have the hunt, they'll be a little bit like forthcoming with saying, "Yeah, we're probably cousins."
Because I mean, we still say howdy cousins to the new cast members coming into Dinoland, and then to Chester and Hester, and the other ones are still interns. They work for the institute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually cool that they didn't know right away that it had to be Chester Hester. Someone had to ask about it, so I'm really kind of happy about that.
I couldn't get that one. Someone talked the signs, and that's what it is. I said, oh,
the three E's?
Oh, the three E's, yeah.
I exaltation. Like even... I don't get that one at all. I get the other two. That makes a lot of sense. Exaltation, that's an Imagineering twist, I'm sure.
Because
you're excited about it, right?
Exploring, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, there, I got like two or three groups down there.
Thanks, Murray. Right. Thanks for
taking it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for telling me who they were.
Oh, sure.
So that was, to fill you guys in, we just left Flame Tree and ran into a cast member who was verifying one of the questions that Ed had them ask cast members. What was going on?
Oh, that was great. One of the questions we have, and this is really cool, I found a picture of the actual Chester and Hester, which is in the old Donald's Breakfastsaurus, or that restaurant there?
A Dinosaurus, I think it is. That was the McDonald's for 10 years. Restaurantosaurus. It was McDonald's for 10 years, but now it's not.
Been on the wall for years and years, and we finally figured out who they were. So we're passing it on in the scavenger hunt.
Very nice.
Chester's the guy, by the way.
Yes.
Crossing the bridge into Dino Land, by the way, and to the left, the stadium, which feels like it's been there forever now.
It does feel like it's been there forever, but and I feel like some seating was probably there at some point. I can't remember a time where it wasn't there. That's the thing about things that...
Or under construction.
Yes, things that change at Walt Disney World, they almost feel like they would have been there forever when they really haven't.
Yeah, or they've been gone forever, like the hat over at Studios, because it doesn't feel like it was ever there at this point.
Sure.
Well, see, I remember when it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken chips.
Gotta say, I'm kind of glad it's gone.
I'm good with it.
Did you know that this was going to be a roller coaster? The idea that the Brontosaurus, the Olden Gate Bridge, that's...
You want to go to Nemo?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're headed towards Nemo, but we stopped here in front of the Honnold's Dino Back, which is a decent overlay that became permanent here. Is it permanent? What it here is?
Well, I noticed the Dino Dash bus, or the truck they have in there, looks a lot like the old rope drop truck they had for Animal Kingdom.
You're right. Yeah. So you said that the bridge there, right? The Golden Gate or the Dino Gate? Olden Gate Bridge is the bridge that you walk under as you go into Dinorama. And you mentioned a roller coaster. What was
that? They had at one point thought about making a roller coaster out of that idea. I guess it just never went that far.
That's cool.
I've been hearing that all morning. Gibbons, maybe?
Sounds like no.
I thought it was more like a hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
It's the joy of being in Animal Kingdom. You never know what you're going to hear.
And sometimes I wonder if it's piped, but that's not piped in. That's some animal somewhere.
I wonder if we would be close enough to hear the monkeys that are in Asia.
Gibbons, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which happens to be one of my clues.
Ah, look at that.
Let's see if anybody gets that one. That's going to be a fun one.
That is going to be a fun one. Yeah, I saw a few people turn their head up like that.
So as we look to our right, the other side of Dino-Rama, there is the big green dinosaur that's over top of the carnival games. What's his name, Ed? There's a name?
He actually is called the Cementosaurus.
The Cementosaurus, part of the scavenger hunt, I think.
And he is a Concretodon type dinosaur.
Ah, nice.
So, trivia on top of trivia.
Yes. Yes.
Now, we actually have one more trivia question on top of that, because he's actually in a new suit. He's in green and a light green color. When he started out, what color was he, guys?
Yellow, wasn't he?
Or orange?
And orange.
Yellow and orange.
Yellow and orange.
Yeah. I do recall that. When they first set up shop there, Hester and Chester, as the circus came next to Dino Institute. That's a show we need to do someday.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of stories behind how Dinosaur Land came about. Between the institute itself and the story behind the scientist, the paleontologist, and Chester and Hester in their gas station.
Yep. Approaching the Nemo Theater.
I love seeing the mountains of Everest every time we see them different angles.
The white caps. You know what's funny is we were driving in, we had stepped off property for a second this morning. We were driving in through one of the back ways, and you can see the white caps of Everest.
Mm. Yep.
We're not far from off property when you're here at Animal King.
No, you are not.
We had the best bus driver I've ever had driving in this morning. He pointed out where the new Star Wars hotel is going to be. Behind Star Wars Land, where you're going to be able to walk right into the park from the hotel. Which I'm not sure if I heard that already or not.
We're right in front of Nemo. We're sort of between shows here, I think, so we got a little time to kill.
We can maybe...
We can go wherever you want.
Come up here, though.
That's stroller parking.
Go ahead and park your stroller, then come right back here. We'll take
care. Yeah, I just wanted to get away from stroller parking. The Theater in the Wild. Tarzan Rocks Once Upon a Time. Yeehaw Bob used to play here. I do recall that.
So
did you ever get...
Go. Okay. So has anybody verified River of Light, they lost the actors?
I have not seen it since we've heard that. Anyone?
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't heard either. Usually you'll hear those things pretty quickly. But the rumor was that they're dropping the actors, whether it was an off-season thing or if it was just money cutbacks on that.
I've not. The last time I saw it was with you, and we recorded that.
Yeah,
Ed.
It was great.
I was wondering how they could make
actually,
it worse.
I'm seeing it tonight with Mom.
Watch what you say, because you never know there, Jimmy.
We were thinking, we were over in the Flames read yesterday, and the bottom that blew on.
Have you seen Rivers of Light recently? Have they removed the actors?
I've only seen it once.
All right, and they had them then. We were just
Actors on the boats?
The actors on the boats were getting
there. There's a rumor that they're going to be removing them.
Well, my plan is to see it tonight, so I'll let you know.
All right, Morgan. Perfect.
I'll be at Magic Kingdom doing real Disney attractions.
Yes. Yes.
I will.
Magic Kingdom tonight.
Yep. Magic Kingdom is open until 1 a.m.
Extra magic until 1.
Now, I'm weighing that out because I'm going to be rope dropping Magic Kingdom to get on Seven Dwarfs and do a couple rides in the morning anyway. So we'll have to see how it goes tonight.
Let's see how long those wait times are tonight.
Like you say, if the crowds drop
sometimes
off, we'll do it all tonight.
After fireworks is when it's like being there early.
That's right.
You got to wait till after that. And then a lot of people I found will hit that one extra attraction after fireworks during Extra Magic, and that's it.
Yep.
Then they're out.
They're
and
done.
That's when...
Fingers crossed, but based on our week this week, we'll see. We've had a tough week. It's been very crowded this week.
It has been, and you know what? Some of the crowd calendars looked light, and I don't know that they were.
Touring Plans came out with an update during the week.
In the middle of the week,
yeah,
they
but
did.
It was only really a 1 to a 2 or a 2 to a 3. It was nothing really related.
But I'm not going to lie to you, though, Ed. Last night at the half sample-a-thon, less lines than I thought there were going to be.
Oh, yeah, you know, it seemed a little crowded at one point, but you're right. I never really wait that long for anything.
Yeah.
Especially being the last weekend.
It is the last weekend.
Before the fireworks, the place dumped out. It's like everybody had that 9 o'clock in their headset. It was open to 10 last night.
It was.
And they left at 9.
Yeah.
It was
there
really
was nobody there after 9 o'clock.
It cleared up quite a bit, which was interesting because all the festival food booths were still open.
Right. And kind of just as a matter of note, we're hearing all the stories about illuminations going away and this and that. Well, they might have a reason for that in that we had a little glitches last night.
There were quite a few we noticed.
So they're definitely... getting to the end of the lifespan of the equipment, perhaps.
Well, or to the point where why would you invest in that if you know you have a replacement for
it? Right. Why fix it?
They have to keep it working, but yeah.
I'm sure
permanent
they will.
Change or permanent fix, probably.
I think, like you said, Ed, we'll just reboot the system and things will be okay tomorrow night.
Yeah, Control-Alt-Delete.
That's exactly it.
They couldn't reach that reset button.
Or it was already out on the barge, and nobody was there to hit it.
There's something like 15 different computers that control the illumination.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when I said that last night? The Earth, went dark right where we're walking past UK.
Yeah, I went dark for a little while.
You weren't there.
I was on a mission. I was walking.
Yeah, how did that go last night? Was it was it sloppy?
Jimmy, what was your mission?
Yeah.
My mission was a foot-long chili cheese hot dog, and I asked them to put bacon on it, and they did.
Oh, yeah. Strips or bits?
Strips.
Oh, yeah.
Two nice long strips of bacon on a chili cheese dog.
And the man is still walking around, and he seems to be, he has a pulse, so he's doing okay.
Right.
Let's make it through the rest of the day today before we make any jokes.
Watching Jimmy eat a foot-long hot dog with knife and fork was pretty interesting.
You didn't pick that thing up.
Yeah, but I was waiting for you to attempt
you
to try to pick it up.
No, you can't. That's a fork and knife.
It's at All-Star Sports at the food court.
The food court there, which was redone recently, right?
It's in the process of being redone.
Okay. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
And you got to think All-Star Sports, they got to have the best dog.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty darn good.
That's good.
Nice.
I had a Mickey pumpkin dessert that was actually really good. And it
seasonal.
Was it was not pumpkin flavor because you would think it was a little chocolate cake with a whipped, almost icing, but very whipped, so very light, in the shape of a pumpkin. They used little chocolate discs as Mickey ears.
Nice. Very cool. They do a lot of really, really nice things.
It was very good. I actually have a photo.
Quinn had a tie-dye cheesecake waiting for me in the room when I got back last night.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's a staple at Pop. You got to have that.
We actually tried making that a couple years ago. It came out okay.
The tie-dye cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it flavors or is it... Oh, that looks good. The pumpkin.
It's mostly just colors.
Yeah,
it's just,
that's got to get into the show notes for this
somehow. Cheesecake, yeah. Just colors.
That sun keeps coming and going, let me tell you. We can hear Everest, and
we're 4 feet down. We won't have any sun.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
We're going to do that. This is good. Yeah, look. This is where the shady spot is. Now we found it. We can hear Everest in the background. Fast passes are being let in right now for Nemo. And the show's not for another 30 minutes, right?
35
in the standby line. There's really nobody there, so we're standing in the shade waiting for the standby line.
I wonder, the 12 o'clock show, what time do they open the theater?
She said they're going to load it in 20 minutes, so.
So they give them 15 minutes to load it.
Is that, it's about a 45-minute show? Yeah?
It's a 40-minute show.
40 minutes.
38, I believe, is the exact time.
Yeah. 38, yeah.
That gives them time to empty out the theater and then get everybody in and then start right at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Best show on property.
Yeah, no, it definitely is one of the better ones with The Lion King.
It's a good show. And having that and The Lion King, it's great options here.
It is kind of actually overloaded in this park that way, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about
Frozen
when it was, well, when Animal Kingdom first opened, it was pretty much a show with Tarzan, and it was a show type of park. I felt like it was
Tarzan Rocks. Right, there was a Jungle Book show.
Wasn't there a Pocahontas something?
That was in Camp McKinney.
Oh yeah, that's where that's where Avatar is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pocahontas and her forest friends.
Yep.
That was a great show. Actually,
I feel like Animal Kingdom has always been a show heavy park to begin with from day one.
True. Maybe they balanced that out with the animals, made it a little easier for not having as loud rides.
That's what's so good about the Pocahontas thing. They had all the animals that ran around.
Right, right.
They had the tree.
I remember
they had
that.
Mother Willow came to life.
Yeah, it's kind of like Flights of Wonder when they have the mice and the rats going around. Too.
Yeah.
So it was all part of their show.
So I remember that the Grandma Willow, which everybody thought was this awesome animatronic, but it was a puppet.
Yeah. Was it?
It was a
puppet. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was ever somebody back there making the mouth.
Ah, cool.
That was, because the backstory there was the original, you know, the fantasy characters that were supposed to be back there, and they threw together Camp Minnie Mickey at the last minute, including the Lion King show, which was just a last-minute throw-together, and it became one of the most popular in the park.
Okay, guys, we'll take a scavenger hunt question break. Does anybody know where the dragon that breathes water is in the park?
The dragon that breathes water?
Correct.
The dragon that breathes water.
And Sam brought up the clue by saying the mystery animals.
I know. Does the smoke still come out of one of them around?
No.
That was over near Pandora.
And it actually doesn't happen anymore. Crossing the bridge over into... I want to say Pandora now, or it's the African bridge. You look over the side, and there is a... It was like a waterfall base that's in the shape of a dragon's head, and the water was coming out of his mouth.
I was going to say, it sounds like something you would see on the boat ride early on when the boat ride was there.
Exactly.
Along with the one that breathed fire. There was supposed to. There was a lot of things that happened on that boat ride. Lots of like spiders and little cages and things. Not one of the best things to remember, but I do recall.
Okay, guys, so we're going to be going into Nemo in a couple minutes, and we'll talk to you in a little while.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Knowledge. That was the one thing we remember before. That's what I'm afraid of.
Hey, Dad, do you know how old sea turtles are?
Sea turtles? I don't know.
Sammy Plimpton, sir? They could let you meet 100.
Well, if I ever meet one, I'll ask him.
Me too. My girl made a sea turtle and a shark.
I know you're excited, but let's take a little pause. Sharks are not our friends, Nemo. Haven't you seen Jaws?
What?
You don't want to meet a swordfish. You don't want to meet a whale.
I don't want to meet a whale.
You need me around to watch your tail.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt is over. We just took our group picture and we broke a record for a Fast Pass photographer with 45 people. We got some consolation prizes being given out right now, which are awesome. A Darth Vader bubble blower TIE fighter. Are you kidding me? That is awesome, dude. That is awesome. We're competing with the birds, aren't we?
Yeah, we are a little bit.
But that's okay.
Okay, guys, we had 8 teams start the hunt today. We had 7 teams finish. We had an incredible, incredible day. We're going to go from last place team to first place team. Just as a quick footnote, the question about how many animals were on the Tree of Life, we got a couple different issues with the answer. We're going to accept everybody's answer as long as you had over 300. So everybody got
wow.
that one right.
We're tallying up the scores here, dealing with the release of the birds in front of the Tree of Life happening behind us. You can hear that a little bit. No, that's the... All right, we're...
Okay, guys, here we go. Sorry about that. Okay, 4, 7... Seventh place, the dynamic duo with 53 points. Good job, guys. Where they go? Okay, good job.
Come on up. Everybody's got something. Is that right?
That's correct.
We have prizes for everyone.
All right.
Right here.
You got, dropped a poop.
I'll get there eventually.
Christmas pickle.
Small stuff, and we're very unorganized. My apologies.
That's okay. We're glad that.
Stepped on one.
The Florida Who Dats with 54 points. Good job, guys.
Nice. And you get the box.
You get the box.
You get Andy's toy box. Dude, it's Andy's toy box. Look at it. That is a Toy Story Land exclusive, by the way. Andy's toy box. It's the only place you can get it. Have you ever seen it before? There you go.
Awesome. Okay, guys, fifth place. The Distracted Squirrel, 61 points. Good job.
Who's that? Where we at?
Good job, guys.
Nice. A prize package. Looks good.
In fourth place, we have actually... Hang on a second. Okay, fourth place, we have the Scruff Riders with 62 points.
The four of us.
Good job, guys.
Prize package. Nice.
Okay, we have a tie for second place, which is so much better than a tie for first place. We have a tie for second place, the Florida Plunge and the Lion Haters. Both come in second place. Send somebody up, guys. And our grand prize winners for the 5th annual Disney Nerds Podcast Scavenger Hunt, Team Belliard with 71 points.
71. Job.
Okay, guys, I hope everybody had a good time with this. I hope nobody broke any brain cells too badly. And look forward to next year. Woo! Thanks for coming.
They released the birds for us.
Well, perfect timing. They knew we were They wanted to celebrate our kids.
Ed, thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you next year.
Very cool. Guys. Thanks, guys.
There you go. I like that.
Challenge is set.
Thanks, Ed. So that's it for show number 262, guys, all about the scavenger hunt at Animal Kingdom. Be sure to see the post on the blog for this update. Be sure to see the post for this podcast on the blog. We're going to definitely have a link to the scavenger hunt, so you'll be able to take a look at it yourself. Take it down with you. I'm actually going to set up another section that has all five of the scavenger hunts so that everybody can take a look. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for putting up with me and my sickness. And look forward to a really, really fun show next week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Morning.